Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Solutions. That's our goal. Something that we think can get us closer to where we want to be, and that's execution, points on the board, defense well rested. And have we dominated anyone recently? Can't get to where you want to go and not have a bloody path behind you. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, are we built for this? Are we actually built for this, or is this just a lot of talk? Tim, thanks for being patient. Welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
Thanks for letting me in. One point I wanted to make was, with Jaden, I noticed we've seen Bo Nix and Caleb Williams and Drake May even been having some success lately, and their numbers a lot better.
I know we're
not beating our quarterback up, but we're going to have to pay this guy $500 million in 2 years. So was it smoke and mirrors last year, or is this guy that talented to trump these guys or even match up to them? Or is it scheme, offense? In your professional opinion, do we have that guy?
Well, again, I don't do futures right here, right now. From an athletic standpoint, because of his twitchiness, I like him, but I like all the three guys you mentioned. There are things I like about them. Unfortunately, none of them could win without protection or pass receivers and a defensive-minded coach that gets results. So whoever ends up being number one in this, it won't just be because of themselves. It'll be because they have a defensive-minded coach that knows how to get people off the field. And they will have a running game that supports the quarterback so he doesn't have to be Houdini every week. You can put your foot on that one. Hell of a question, though. I like that. Marco, are you ready? Mark, we got you? Good.
Hello?
Yes, loud and clear, brother. We're waiting on you.
Can you hear me? Am I on?
Brother, you've been on. What's happening? I thought maybe we caught you in a bad moment. Okay, I'm good.
No, I wasn't sure, man, but thank you, man. Yeah. I just want to say this, and I hope somebody could help me to tell me if I'm right or wrong here. Last year was unbelievable, amazing. I think we were the hottest football team on the planet last year. Everywhere I went, when I wore anything with Washington, Redskins, Commanders, no matter what, I was stopped and asked from people with different teams. This is my team, but we watching y'all. I mean, every time I walk to a Walmart, I live out here in Millersville and Pasadena. This is Ravens country. Every time I walk to that Walmart, anything with Washington on it, man, they stopped me. That's how hot we were. Anyway, I just want to tell you that. But anyway, I think what I'm looking at this year, We started off wrong, Doc. I'm going to tell you why. We have, when you play against a team that have weapons and you don't have any weapons, guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose. We don't have the weapons we had last year. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That's what I want you guys to correct me if I'm wrong. We let go a player that stretched the field. Adding Debo would have been even more powerful. But they let one guy go on our offense. They waited too long to pay Terry. You're not getting everybody ready, geared up, ready to go for the season. I guess they were thinking that once we get Terry back in, we'll go get Debo, we good. No. I always felt something was missing. They might not have liked this guy too much, but this dude could stretch the field. And he showed off in the Tampa Bay game. I know y'all know who I'm talking about. And he really lit it up in that Detroit game, De'Ami Brown.
Mm-hmm.
If we had kept him, see, somehow worked that way to keep him. With Terry on one side, De'Ami on the other side, Debo, and whoever else, Jaden don't have to. He wouldn't have to work as hard. It looked to me sometimes that I know those are his favorite targets, including Ertz. So a lot of guys don't get the ball. And even right now, I don't know if he even trusts other guys. I hear the sports announcers when they, you know, announcing the game that there are guys that are open, and Jaden, he just takes it. He'll just run with it, and these guys are wide open. I'm not sure how I've seen it a couple of times, but you know, I really hate for this guy to keep getting hit like that. And again, I'm going back to what I said. I think we let our weapons go. I mean, what I'm saying with Terry, you know, the way it started off, and then he get hurt. So, you know, when you start losing your weapons, it's hard to win against a team that have all of theirs.
But you can say what? That. I can't live that way. I don't chase the pass. As soon as you gone, you have rest in peace. Because I still have a project that's got to be completed. I can't do nothing about those that are gone. But you're entitled to do it your way. I do it my way. I don't give a damn who's out there. Everybody should be trained. If I have an adequate staff, then I'm supposed to be able to make it work. My recipe doesn't need designer fruit or designer nuts and stuff. It just needs the basics. Because I'm going to put it together with that secret sauce that I may keep a secret. But other than that, everybody's pretty much the same. I don't chase the pass. We got to develop some new things. And I don't see people being developed. Even if they are being developed, they don't get to play in the damn game. So how would we know how much they progress? So, but in the meantime, I still am pulling for them to be the best version of themselves. I'm just not as patient as some people are. And it's starting to really irritate the hell out of me. Because it's not showing me what are we getting out of practice. What are we getting out of what y'all do all day? Right now you're making your own system. You're making me question the system. And that's not good. I got to hustle to Carolina. Peter, thanks for being patient. Welcome home.
Hey, Doc. Love the show. Love you. Listen, you know, things don't work out all the time. You can be the best coach. You can be the best GM. And have a lot of luck like we did last year. You picked the right players. Everything was perfect. This year, nothing is perfect. We started off with our best player, Terry. He should have been signed. I don't care how much money. They just pay the man so he's in camp. That's what started this whole thing, in my opinion. And I believe, listen, they made some choices. They made some mistakes. They thought some players were going to be better than they are. That's just the reality of it. And the injuries that we have sustained this year, and it's not an excuse, it's just a fact. Last year, San Francisco was 3-14. 3-14, San Francisco, with one of the best coaches of all time. Everybody knows how smart he is. But what are they this year? You know, they're 5-2 or 5-3. They're doing better. You got to leave the system alone. You got to give them a chance to massage it. They've made some mistakes. They've had some bad luck. But I still believe in this whole group. I definitely believe in our quarterback. And the last caller hit it on the head on a lot of things. When you don't have your top guys, and I know it's just an excuse, but everybody was injured. The first thing that happened last night was McCaffrey, you know, blows out his shoulder. You know what I mean? This is the kid that's ready. He was ready to pop out. He was just definitely ready. And, you know, and Jaden did miss a few. I seen Mr. One of the players, 83, was wide open, and Jaden decided to run. So it's just a team thing there. They're not on the same page. They're not having the results that they want to have like they had last year. And they got to regroup, and I think they will. But you know what, Doc? One of the things that I don't like about this team is they don't let the young guys play. They just don't.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of young people that just don't get on the field.
Yeah, I don't quite get it, but that's when you trust your skipper. And because he's the guy that's going to lose the most if this doesn't work. So I think you respect him and give him a chance to go with it. It's not for me to understand. It's for him to win on the scoreboard. He can do whatever the hell he wants to do as long as he wins on the scoreboard. And right now, he's not. Derek, thanks for being patient. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you. I want to say everybody is blaming the coaching staff. They're talking about Dan Quinn needs to be fired. They're talking about Cliff Kingsbury needs to be fired.
Not everybody.
I just think that's the – well, I mean, yeah, I think that's the – I mean, I've been listening off and on all day, and it seems like it's always a caller that says that, you know, they want to get rid of the coaching staff. But not too long ago, which is last year, they were saying that he should be the coach of the year.
Yeah, well, you know what it is. What have you done for me lately? It's the society.
Yeah, I understand that, but I think we placing the blame in the wrong place. The callers before, we do need weapons. You know what I'm saying? I hear you saying that we need to work with what we got. I'm sorry. Drake May has Stephon Diggs. Caleb Williams, he has Roman Dunze, DJ Moore.
We had Scary.
Bo Nix, he got Sutton.
Well, everybody got one. We had Scary.
That's what I'm saying. But we don't. No, we didn't have him because we didn't have him from the jump. Because he decided to do the same thing, and I'm talking about Mr. Adam Peters.
He decided
to do the same thing with Terry that he did with Brandon Ayuk. You want to play this game like you don't want to play your player, and then you get in the season, you get hurt.
I feel you. Yeah, I feel you.
And then let me take it back once again. Jaden Daniels. He had Martavis Bryant, and he was clicking in the preseason, clicking. And he came up to the podium after he got cut, and he said, how am I supposed to – I don't know if you remember that, but he said something to the effect of, how am I supposed to learn the system or get on with my guys if I got to bring a new guy in? And then we got Noah Brown in there, which was great, but then he got hurt. You know what I'm saying? We weren't prepared. Adam Peters, man, I don't think that he replaced the stars that we had last year. I don't think that we didn't add, we subtracted last year, and it shows. We didn't do anything on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we brought in his guys.
Well, they brought in some meat up front. But you know what? The guys are hurt now. Three of these people are injured.
I understand that, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he brought in all the guys that are injury prone. If you look at the Chiefs game, Cliff Kingsbury drove us down the field. They threw the ball to Debo and hit off his hands, popped in the air, and then we got a whole new ball game. Come on, man, y'all, you can't blame the coaches. The players are not—they putting these players in position. They're not executing.
Oh, I'll give you that. I think players play. Coaches make design influence. They influence through design. But either way you go, this is a rotten egg right now. And I'm not trying to cover up the stench. The stench is block wide. They chose this. Now, I will say one thing out of circumstance. I'll go back to that Ravens practice in pads that never happened. Mm-hmm. I think it hurt both clubs. No matter how intelligent you are, this is still a caveman's game. You can't intellectualize your way through this. Sooner or later, you got to punch somebody in the face. And you got to take a punch. So that's good. Good call, D. Appreciate you on that. Where you going next, Anthony?
We got my man, AP.
AP.
Uncle Walker.
What's up, man? Hey, man. No, this is what we deal with, and we have a lot of experience at this. One thing about it, Misery Monday is no stranger to any of us.
You ain't lying. And I'm having a case of the Lombardis today. What the hell is going on, Doc?
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Yeah. like, Doc, I sat at a bar yesterday. By the time it got 21 Donut, and maybe yourself are familiar with this, and you play in the game of Madden, and it's 21 Donut, you give up the sticks, Doc. Because I'm just like, man, what are we doing? And again, you know, I was guilty today of, you know, giving Dan Quinn grief about leaving Jaden in there. But at the same time, and I get it, as a warrior, you know, you die on the sword, you die with your shield. But there still needs to be some logic in place where it's like, game is out of reach. It's like how you win in a preseason game. Get your reps, whatever. All right, pull your starters. You know, you had a good drive, pull your starters. But in this case where you see your quarterback has people in his lap every time he gets the ball,
yeah,
take him out. Throw the damn towel. This was Drago versus Apollo Creed yesterday. Throw the damn towel, get him out, live to see another dad on down.
Can't argue
but
that.
We're going to have a lot of questions to be answered in this offseason, dog. I appreciate you, brother.
You got it, man. I can't argue that, although every bone in my body is saying that, you know, football players play football. And this is what they do. And he's as tough as nails. He's been his size most of his entire life. He's comfortable. He's okay. You don't have to try to protect him. He can walk home alone. He don't need an Uber. The dude, I feel that confident about him. He's a warrior. But maybe then we need to protect his protectors and get them. Are we missing blocks that we maybe should be making? I mean, is there a breakdown in our protection, our technique? We got some guys battling their butt off. We got to check everything. Everything needs to be checked to make sure we're the best we can be. This is not over. This is not my end of season show. Not to me, unless they just lay down. And I just don't think that, I don't believe that. So how do we fix this? What's the next step? How do we get better at putting points on the scoreboard and stopping our opponent from doing the same thing? Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? When do we start? Because the game ain't it. I can't trust you now with the games. You've shown me that. So I'm curious as to when does this start. I would really like to know. 301-230-0980. Help a brother out. Dominique, what's on your mind?
Doc, so I was at the game last night.
Mm,
blew
too.
Up from Tampa over the weekend to go watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know you have a serious problem for an organization and a team when the best part of the game last night was the opening intro light show.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best part of the game last night, was the light show. That's the product that you put on the field? I mean, this thing starts in training camp. We have a soft organization. Soft. Players are soft, coaches are soft. From top to bottom. And I'm gonna include Terry McLaurin on this, too. I don't care that he's hurt. But you know what? He cried all training camp about getting money. When you know what? He was already under contract. Get your ass on the field. You know, you, Doc, you play for the greatest coach in franchise history in Joe Gibbs. You tell me, would Joe Gibbs ever let that happen in training camp?
Well, again, you're talking about coaching in poverty as opposed to coaching now in the free agent market. I don't think they're comparable whatsoever. And you don't have to combine the two. They stand alone on their own. We had people that held out, a very few amount of people that could afford to do it. If you can afford to do it, most businesses, it's done. See, I don't care about who's not there. I could care less about that. I'm focused on why haven't we developed people to replace him. We take people.
I mean, that starts with Adam Peters then.
Well,
because
Adam Peters coach? Does he coach?
he picks the players.
Yeah, but okay, you can pick a player. You've picked relationships with
and
people throughout your life.
One,
well, did he are they
the
wrong
ones.
Or are they not coached up? Why can't it be both or one or the other? Just because he picks somebody, supposed to be, are they supposed to be perfect? You know damn well that's not true.
Correct.
Why does it take guys so
that.
Long to get on the field? He doesn't have anything to do with who plays.
Play, coach is coach. I get all that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to open up the box for you to give you some insight. Don't believe everything you've read.
No.
Okay.
I don't. I don't believe a lot. But I'm just saying, I think this whole thing started, this whole debacle of a season started in training camp. You know?
Yeah.
And it starts with at the top.
And if somebody tears an ACL in training camp, that coach or whoever decided to have those people, they'll catch hell. That's how we are. We want it all. And I don't blame us for wanting it all. That's why it's high glamour. That's why you pay people lots of money. But with that comes a demand. It becomes something that we're very close to, and we want to see and get results. And some of us have been asking these questions from day one. Not all of us was out there acting as if they were real practices. Be careful who you say when you bunch everybody together. Because some of us know damn well what's fake and what's real.
Sure.
But you hear people reporting as if they was at a damn Super Bowl practice, which to me they should have the credentials ripped from them. Everybody wants to enhance this. Here's the basics. Either you can block and tackle or you can't. And if you can't do it well, how about get somebody to teach you how to? Because the results are right in front of us right now. Every single time I get behind a microphone, I say, what is the key? Control the LOS, line of scrimmage. Whoever controls that will probably win the game. And so what's the shortest course? Straight ahead. Straight ahead. What do we do? Flare, leak, sprint. Okay. So don't call me asking me. You know damn well I know. The question is spread the word. Because either you're being conned or you got a very low football IQ. This is not that damn complicated. If you don't believe me, look at the Seahawks. How they have reframed their program. They went on a lot of hype too, but the Legion of Doom, they backed it up. You don't hear all that talk coming out of there now, but the dude can coach. And they're number one in several categories. They control the line of scrimmage. Why be 325 pounds if you're going to have them go backwards the whole damn game? I don't get it. Appreciate the phone call. We got to go to break and we come back. You got a right here to express yourself. I didn't think JYD was going to call this week. I'll be damned. He is there. I can't wait to get back. 301-230-0980. This is the way it should be, the good football programs. People should not be calling up here talking about Halloween and holidays. When we lose, hopefully all of us lose together, and we hate the idea of this, and we can't wait to get back on the fast track. Stay with us, or we'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anthony Haney on Vibes, getting it done. As we kind of take this to another level, somebody's got to do the dirty work. 301-230-0980. The Syracuse Orangeman had him fired up. Sean in Connecticut, welcome home.
How's it going, Doc? Long time no talk. Hope you've been doing well.
Yeah, man. We're doing what I got to do.
Yes, I respect the grind. Just got a couple of things I want to hit on here. Mm-hmm. Just feel like this coaching staff is more focused on moral victories than actual victories. I remember back in week two when they got embarrassed by the Packers, they kept Jaden in the game when the game was over. Kept calling QB runs. Look, he gets hurt out for a couple of weeks. Then we see what happened last night. I saw the Seahawks go up 14-0. I turned the game off and watched the movie with my dad. Later in the night, I get a text from my good friend who goes to LSU, big Jaden Daniels fan. He said something along the lines of, why is he still in? He just broke his arm. Looked it up, and I have that image permanently seared in my brain. And I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I cannot agree with you enough on the importance of the line of scrimmage. It just feels like with this Cliff Kingsbury offense, I started calling him Cliff Bubble Screen Kingsbury, because it just feels like we're too cutesy. We're trying to do too much flash or anything. But I just want to, like you said, go north and south. And so that type of stuff just drives me insane. The timeout usage drives me insane. Joe Witt drives me insane. There's just so much stuff this season. And yes, people are so quick to blame the coaches. And I do think this team was not anywhere as near talented as we thought it was before the injuries. And then after losing, 15 starters, I think I saw, it's just insurmountable. But at the end of the day, obviously they can't see in the future. If I was head coach, I would have taken him out before he got injured. Of course, it's easy. Hindsight is 20/20. However, it's one thing to keep him in down 31 with 12 minutes left. It's another thing to run a RPO. And yes, you can say, oh, he should have handed it off. Oh, he should have thrown the ball away. You don't put him in that position. So it just drives me insane. The lack of it. I don't think they're just not thinking. They definitely are, but it's just so frustrating. And then you see last week, Jalen Lane had a drop ball on third down, then muffed the punt, went out on the one, and then the first play on offense, they're running a screen for him. I don't care about moral victories. I'm not here to coddle people. I want to see if a guy's not performing, you bench him. And so I hate to see all the injuries. I hate to see Luke McCaffrey go down. I still don't think to use a third round pick on a kick returner, though he has been great. So it just feels like so many just stupid decisions that I will admit, I was a fan of a lot of them that has backfired. The Lattimore trade was terrible. The Debo trade didn't move the needle at all. Tunsil's been good. But other than that, it just seems like after last year, it was kind of a fluke, and the magic of Jaden Daniels, and then they tried to put a Band-Aid on an amputated leg, and then we see what happens. And so now we're hopefully on a fire sale, and we got to wait till next season to even, or to the off season to even regroup. But it's just frustrating. And the moral of the day is, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I just want a franchise and a team that I can be proud in and not scratch my head and be bewildered by a number of decisions.
Well, but I would give you a tip or two, and that would be embrace this. Because it's not a short-term issue. It's a long-haul issue. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You sound like you want it to be 100 or 200. You're at the wrong track meet. This is a marathon.
Yep.
And you got to judge it in the process, because it's almost like teaching a young person how to live long enough to become a mature person. You have the talent there. How you use it, that's on you. But I don't want to hear what they don't have. The kids should be catching is he catching 200 passes on the jug game a day? Because he's got wheels. Do you want wheels or hands? I'll take the wheels. I'll teach him how to catch. You can't teach somebody how to be fast. So y'all figure it out how you want to take it. I have no problem with this. I just need the intensity jacked up, because I don't listen to it anymore. I'm not in the verbal. I'm going to play this press conference for the rest of y'all to hear, but I don't need it. What I need to do is see my results, not hear them. Appreciate the phone call, man. Don't quit on yourself. Alex, you're next. Alex on 4.
Yeah, Doc.
What's up, brother?
DLC. Hello?
You are live.
Well, anyway, to me, the responsibility here is on both the players and the coaches. Okay? You can't tell me that preseason games don't mean a damn thing, and they don't. But it gets players ready to play. And the way you practice is the way you're going to go play on the real games. And this, our offense is going against a terrible defense in practice. Okay? So the guilt here is the coaches and the players. And Daniels, you know, everybody is saying, oh, this is an injury-prone dude. I like him. I think he's a great quarterback. I watch a lot of football, and I've been through a lot. Watch my team get embarrassed like that. But I think we have a very good player here, and we need to take care of him. But you cannot do it. He can't do it by himself. When the line cannot even block, they can't run block, they can't pass protect. How many times this guy got hit last night? So I think it's the scheme, the coaches. I won't mind seeing one of them, you know, being let go, because the responsibility right here, you almost cripple a franchise player.
Well, I like to judge the race at the finish line, because a lot of times the guy in the middle of the pack ends up winning the race.
Well, guess what? The race is over.
Well, but you don't even really believe that. It sounds great coming out of your mouth, but I don't think you believe that. I know I don't believe that it's over.
I've been through the good. I mean, I'm one of the long time.
Right, and you've had your behind kicked just like a lot of all of us. But it's not a time to quit.
Yeah, I know, but
they can still flip the script. They're not out of it. Well, you can put them out of it in your life, but they're not out of this if they want to be in
anybody
it.
Anybody who you're going to have. You don't have. Mariota's not going to take us there. Mariota's not, I mean, too old.
Then who's your team?
Who's my team?
Yeah, who's your team?
The Skins. Always for life.
Okay.
But this thing is just, I mean.
Well, let's do this then, because me and you,
you cannot tell me, Doc.
It's not going to work between me and you. It's not going to work. I don't deal with quitters. If you quit, why are you on this line right now? You damn sure ain't going to recruit me. So you'd be better off on social media. You're wasting your time. And when you change your attitude, holler back. I'll be here waiting on you. But I don't quit. Ain't no quit in me. I'm going to adjust. I'm going to refocus. I'm going to be flexible enough until the contest is over. Then we'll deal with the offseason. But to quit midstream, I'm not built that way. Good luck. Let's go to Lap. Lap, welcome home.
What's up? What's up, DOC, Southeast Ad? Thank you for taking my call. Man, it's tough, man. I just think, like you said, Doc, they got to regroup because it's just a reflection on, you know, everybody, man. Everybody got to look themselves in the mirror, man, and get this thing together, man, because this not what we signed up for with this new regime, man. So they need a little bit of adversity. Get kicked in the butt, man. Hopefully they come back. If Mariota the starter, which it looked like he gonna be, we gotta rally around him, man. I mean, we got injuries, Doc, but we can't make excuses. Everybody got injuries.
Yeah, I feel sorry for everybody that has not been able to taste the champagne of a championship.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I wouldn't be involved in this if I didn't expect to win it. Now we're ways from that. But that's what we're – it's a process. The process has to be accepted by all. That's why I love Big Tony. His team has been terrible until here recently. And now they've been really about to adjust, right? You can tell it.
Yeah.
They're about to adjust.
Yeah.
And this is what it's all about. Had he quit on them 3 or 4 weeks ago, he would never be able to call this station again and talk to me. But nobody quit. Not a true champion doesn't know how to quit.
Oh, no.
A lot of y'all ain't won nothing but jacks. Yeah, you won your Cracker Jack boxes growing up. The treat, the journey is what's so exciting about this.
Yeah
it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing going through that with Art. What's new? It's not the first group that has failed us. And if they're not the group, they'll be gone too. Richer than they were before they came. That's what they do. They play us like a violin.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm going now. This, you know, I don't want to hear no talk. They can't do anything for me but the game. The game is the only time that we'll reunite. I'm with you on game day. I'll be pulling for you. Yeah. But you can't tell me nothing about what you're going to do. You can show me. You can't tell me nothing. And they're going to make me play. Going to make me play a clip coming up. And because I want to keep my job, I'm going to play it. But other than that, you spoke loud to me the other night. From the time that ball was kicked off till they blew that gun, that last gun went off, you were talking to me. I heard you. I heard you. And I don't like what I heard, but I heard you. So today, this is on Anthony. See, he's dying to play. Him and that guy, that Linnell kid, it's all they want to do is play what people say, sound bites. Hell, this ain't a music class. This is action course.
Doc,
now watch, because he don't play it. Because they outnumber me. See, 2-1. They team up against me. So they're going to play it. So y'all can hear what they got to say. I just saw what they do, and it ain't good enough for me. Appreciate you, man. Anthony, you going to play it now, or you want to go to JYD? Because you know JYD, he showed me something. He showed up today. I didn't think we'd hear from him.
Let's get him.
All right, JYD, you have our condolences.
What's up, Doc?
Well, you know, man, you know I was waiting on you.
it's like this. I went through this last year at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Whatever. I didn't like the results, but that's what it was.
That's the way it is. No, I appreciate
it. And yesterday, I didn't like the results.
Yeah.
But that's what it was.
Yeah.
I see things that I don't like. I see Chris Jones really not holding up against the run. I see a whole lot of things like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like this. Most of us are not going to ever own a football team.
That's right.
The closest we're going to get is to own a fantasy team. And then you can release players and do whatever you want to do and this and this and that. But as my mother used to always tell me, anything man-made, anything that has to do with man, if you think that you're not going to be disappointed, then you're in the wrong business of life. So that's the way I look at this all. Are there things that should be done at the park? Yes, it should be. I still keep up. Look, I know. I watch. Look, I still keep up with the team. Whatever. And I want them to win. When whatever. But it's like this. If you think that this kid is not going to get hurt, then you got the wrong guy. Because he is going to get hurt. He's going to get hurt simply because I can't say that he's injury prone right yet. I can only say that is he going to get hurt because of the offense that you run, the RPOs that you run. And it's going to happen. That's just the way it is. And you better learn how to take the medicine, and you better learn how to have, and you better have a good backup behind him.
Yeah, amen.
Because it's going to be whatever. That's just the way it is, or whatever, you know. Should he, like I keep saying, should some things be changed? It, most of the time, you can't change it in the midstream of season of the season. That this has got to be done in a new season of preparation. You got to get him more under center. Maybe you need, look here, I keep saying Rodriguez right now and Nichols are your best backs. That's your best backs.
JYD, you're on the same page.
Rodriguez could be slamming it up in there.
We're saying the same thing. We're saying the same things over and over and over. We don't coach. We don't decide who plays. We don't do any of this.
They're going to do what they want to do.
There you go. And everybody going to get paid and move along. The only thing that will get rid of all of them is a rotten record. And if you keep messing around and don't win games, all of this will backfire on you. But I got to roll.
There you go.
A bank full of calls. Appreciate you. David, thank you for being patient. Oh, we'll go to break first. Anthony has spoken. We got to go to break. Anthony, when are you going to play that sound you're dying to play?
Want me to come back?
Okay, you don't want to miss this. He's so excited about listening to the sound from the park. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brother Haney, fine job. We were promised Linnell Willingham today, and what happened? He called him?
Hey, I told him we had too much going on. The phone lines were buzzing. We were getting some good conversation. So I made the executive decision to move that guy to tomorrow.
All right. Well, it didn't fit. Not the first time he's been rejected. It won't be the last time. It won't be the last time. And we've got, what, about 2 minutes?
Yep.
Oh, man. You know what? Too bad we're not going to be able to get Big Tony on. I really was looking forward to hearing from him since they got a victory. And I know he post up when they win. And when they lose, you don't hear from him. Got him about a minute. Mike out in Bowie. What's up?
What's up, Doc? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm just waiting on this clock to tick 60 more seconds, and then we out of here.
I could hear that in your voice this whole show, to be honest. But yeah. I'm going to make it quick.
Yeah, I'm not
gonna
happy.
Give you something good to think. I know. So, look, here's my question for you. Do you think, like, the league has changed since they got rid of, like, preseason? It seemed like preseason was a good thing back in the day.
It's always changed. It's always evolving.
But when it was like the 3 to 4 games is what I remember, you know, like the start.
It was 6 when I got in.
Solid game.
And it was crazy. It was barbaric. It's safer now. I'm all for what they're doing when it's around safety. But that doesn't mean you can go at it harder than you can. And I want you to hold that question and hit me back Wednesday. Because we got to go to break. I don't want to leave you hanging. Hit me back with that Wednesday. I'll be back. And we'll do it again. Because you, I owe you that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.